What's up? This is Kinsley, and you're listening to the Curls and Courage podcast. What's up, you guys, and happy Thursday. Thank you so much for listening, and welcome back to the Curls and Courage podcast. My name is Kinsley Meeks, and I am your host. I'm a mental health advocate. I'm a coach, and I'm an athlete, aiming to inspire you to reach your highest physical and mental potential. I want to give a brief statement here before I jump into today's show. I apologize for the audio quality. As soon as I jumped in to record this episode, my microphone just completely stopped working. So I'm having to use the MacBook speakers, which are obviously not as good quality. So hoping to get a new mic in at some point next week, but obviously it's something that I cannot control, unfortunately, right now. And I want to make sure that I'm staying consistent on getting these episodes out for you guys. And this is one that I did not want you to miss. So just bear with me with the audio quality. You're still going to get a lot of value from this episode, and I'm super excited to talk to you about it. So if it's your first time listening, I appreciate the support. I hope you enjoy the show. And if you're a frequent listener of my show, the Curls and Courage podcast, that means even more. Keep up your support and let me know what you'd like to listen to next. So today's episode is a fun one. While I love breaking down more advanced fitness and health topics, I also just love talking about the basics and working with beginners. One major goal of my podcast, Curls and Courage, and mission I would say in life, really, just in general, is to inspire more people to get into the gym to better their mental and physical health. So in this episode, you are going to learn my advice for new gym goers. Now, of course, I've been training for many, many years, but if I were to step foot in the gym for the first time as a beginner, I would use the strategies that I'm going to share in this podcast today. And the gym is where I spend a lot of my time. Let me start by saying that. When I first moved to the city, I'm from Mobile, Alabama, for those of you who don't know. So I moved to Miami about a little bit over 2 years now. And I remember when I first moved here, I checked out seven gyms before I found my home gym that I currently train at now, which is called Elevation Fitness. Y'all have heard me talk about it in the pod before. Such a good gym. One of my favorite parts of Miami for sure. Now, of course, when I first moved to the city, by no means was I a beginner when I was checking out these different gyms, but I was new to the area. And honestly, I was kind of overwhelmed by how many gyms were out there and how I would choose the right one. I'm super picky when it comes to all things training, and I want to make sure I feel comfortable. I want to make sure the equipment is good. I want to make sure I can get there easily, all of that good stuff. So that kind of leads me into tip number one. If you're a beginner, if you're a new gym goer, the first thing you need to do is just take the time to find a good gym that you actually feel good about. So what do I mean by this? Let me give you my experience in finding my current gym in Miami, because it took work. It took a lot of effort and patience for sure. So just for the sake of kindness, I don't want to tear down any gym. You know, every gym has pros and cons. I'm not going to list the names of these gyms other than the one I currently train at and work out of, but I want you guys to get the full picture. I want you guys to get the backstory and the full idea. So the first gym that I checked out was the gym that I typically train clients out of. It's called the Panorama Tower. Now, this gym is good for the average person. It's clean. It has all of the equipment you need. It's at a convenient location. It's not overcrowded, which is great. But it didn't work for me because I really wanted to get out of my work environment. Again, I train clients here. So if I'm like training clients all day and training at the same gym that I am training clients out of, if that makes sense, I feel like I'm just not going to really enjoy it anymore. So I pretty much automatically knew this was not the gym environment for me. And I knew, okay, I need to find a different gym other than this one, although it has good equipment. And I want to say, just a brief note as well, anyone who's in the Miami area and listening, if you'd like to train with me, that's the gym I train out of. Again, it's a great gym. I just don't like to train out of the same gym that I work out of. So if you want a one-on-one training session, be sure to reach out to me on IG and I can definitely take you through a session. Again, if you're in Miami, I love working with new people. And again, the gym is pretty awesome. It's fully equipped. It's overlooking the water. So it's pretty beautiful, and it definitely has a vibe for sure. So moving into my second and third gyms that I checked out in Miami. I checked out two different gyms. Again, not going to say the names, but they had great equipment, good facilities outside of the gym. You know, they had that sauna, that cold plunge, but where the overall vibe wasn't there, it was just too clean for me, if that makes sense. It's the type of gym to where the memberships are pricey and they're going to hand you like a lavender scented hand towel when you get done. And like, I don't need all that. I'm just here to train. Like, I like a little bit of grunginess, okay? Fourth gym I visited. Remember, it takes some work and you've got to put some effort into it. I just want you guys to understand how important it is that you find a good gym, not just the first one or the cheapest one or anything like that. So the fourth gym I visited, initially I remember thinking, wow, like this gym is so cool. It was super colorful. It was great for filming content, good equipment. The location was easy, but the gym was just too much. I mean, I remember with this gym, there was literally a DJ booth in the middle of the gym. And then you go to another room in the gym, there was a boxing ring and stripper poles literally in the middle of the gym. So that just was like, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep my focus here. I don't know if people are really here to work. I don't know if this is the type of people that I want to necessarily attract, if that makes sense. If you're just there to like vibe, it's cool, but I don't really need a DJ booth in the middle of the gym. And then also I remember the people that were training there and some of the employees were actually hitting on me as I was training, which I was not vibing with. Very annoying, not a good vibe at all. I knew immediately this gym literally had no chill. It was just more of a flex and I cannot see any true athlete unfortunately wanting to train there. So I knew, okay, this is not the gym for me. Moving on, went to my fifth gym. Good music, great equipment, good vibe, good staff, but it was just too far away. The parking was an issue, which is definitely a problem for me. A good location is vital and parking availability is needed for me. So that's why that gym didn't work. We're almost there though. The sixth gym that I went to, I remember when I first moved down here, it was an affordable membership, which is why I went there at first. I think it was like $10 to $20 a month. And I did train at this gym for a few months because making my move, I practically had no money coming in. So I was like, all right, I just need like a couple dumbbells. I'll be good to go. But it was kind of like you got what you paid for. It was dirty. It was hard to find equipment. It was super crowded. Like I remember if I was doing a superset or a circuit, I would literally have to hide my equipment so no one would take it when I was training. And I was like, man, this is just too much. Like, you feel me? But then finally, heaven sent, I found Elevation. I found the gym I train at now, and it had everything I needed. The first thing that drew me in was just the overall vibe. It was people working hard, supporting one another. It was a great atmosphere, good music. Membership was affordable. The equipment was amazing, very smooth, good location. It was just easy, and I immediately knew, okay, like I feel comfortable here, and I'm ready to work when I step in this building. So I know this is getting kind of tedious, but I need you to understand the point. If you are new to going to the gym, do not be afraid to spend some time researching and looking around. Go to the gym, visit a new gym, ask questions, go on gym tours, and do not just choose the first gym that you see. Actually, again, take your time to explore. And I think for me, it really comes down to four different factors, and you can take this into consideration as well when you're looking for a new gym. It comes down to the location, the cost, the equipment, and the overall vibe. And that's, you know, the music, the staff, the comfortability, things like that. So number one is you're new to the gym, prioritize choosing the right gym, and you're on your way, right? You have the first step completed if you're a new gym goer. Now it's time to move on to tip number two. Once you find that gym and you go in for your first time, but you don't know where to start, you have to ask for help. Do not be shy. Do not be afraid to ask questions. Now, this could be in one of two ways. The first way would be just to hire a trainer. And I say this, of course, I know I'm a trainer myself, but I swear having someone actually push you and give you the best workout to fit your goals and needs and also yield results is so beneficial. You may not always want a trainer. It may be too expensive, or you may just like working out by yourself. So in this case, you could just ask for a one-off session. Ask a trainer in your new gym to just show you around the gym and teach you how to use each piece of equipment that you're maybe unfamiliar with. The second way I would say would be if you want to actually learn some knowledge, you want to ask for help, you could just watch those around you with more experience or ask other people in the gym working out for help. Now, let me break this down for you because you don't want to be annoying. You don't want to ask every single person you meet in the gym, hey, can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? But I'll give you an example. What you should not do is talk to someone in the middle of a set. If someone is in the middle of shoulder pressing 80 pounds over their head, please do not go over them and ask them for help. But what you can do is you can say, hey man, I noticed you were using that squat machine in the back of the gym. Would you have a second to teach me how to work the machine properly if you have time? You're doing this while they're resting, while they're on their phone, while they're not clearly in the middle of a set. And any decent human being who actually has the time or an extra minute would be happy to help you. I've done this many times for random people in the gym, and I think it's very beneficial and helpful, and it also gives you someone to actually connect with in the gym, which is also a good thing because when you find a new gym, you want to at some point kind of have that community feeling as well, I think is very vital. And you're not going to get that from every gym, and you're definitely not going to get that if you don't ask for help, and you're also not going to know what to do. So just don't be afraid to ask help. Remember, strength training is a skill that you have to learn and practice in order to succeed. So you can't be afraid to ask questions. I mean, take a new job, for example. If you're in a new job, you don't automatically know exactly what to do and how to do it. Someone teaches you, someone takes you through the reins, and then you learn from there, you adapt, and you get better, right? So that is tip number two.
If you want high quality supplements that taste good and yield results, you have to check out First Form. This is a supplement company that I truly do believe in. First Form products are backed by research and created to improve your overall health and performance. What I love most about this brand, though, isn't the products, it's the team's philosophy. Developing an undeniable belief in self, cultivating courage, and adopting a no-quit and never-settle mentality, which you guys know I am all about. But of course, the products are bomb, too. Right now, I'm loving the vegan protein powder and flavor iced oatmeal cookie and the unflavored creatine to boost my performance in the gym and fight off muscle fatigue. Be sure to get these awesome products from First Form and purchase through my link, firstform.com/KinsleyMeeks, in my Instagram bio, at YoItsKinslow, that's YoItsKinslow, to support me and better your overall health and wellness. Now, let's get back to the pod.
All right, so moving on to tip number three, and this is a big one. If any of you out there listening struggle with anxiety like me, you have to learn to manage your gym anxiety. And what I mean by this is going to a new gym can be kind of intimidating at first, especially if you don't know what you're doing or if you're just a beginner. I remember even me in my first few training sessions that I did by myself at Elevation, the gym I was talking about earlier, I was kind of intimidated myself. I mean, I am a bodybuilder, obviously I know exactly what to do, but everyone there was super jacked and I knew no one. But I kind of thought to myself after I had gone through a few sessions, do not worry about what anyone else is doing, what anyone else looks like. You need to focus on you and your workout. You need to be confident in yourself and you need to be confident in your own abilities. Know that everyone in the gym is probably more worried about themselves. People are selfish, honestly, and not even thinking about you or looking at you. Most people in the gym are just there to make improvements and get better. And if they're not, then you need to honestly forget about them and just, again, still focus on you because they have their own personal issues. So if you're feeling anxious about going to the gym, my advice to you would be you need to man up. You need to go to the gym with purpose. You need to catch yourself when you feel intimidated or anxious. It's totally okay to have those feelings. And again, it's totally normal. But you have to, again, catch yourself when you're stuck up in those thoughts and your mind. And you have to remind yourself to be confident in your abilities, to be confident in what you're in the gym for, which you should be in the gym to work and to get better, right? So do not let those gym anxieties get to you. Really learn how to manage that and it will help you so, so much. And this leads me right into tip number four. If you want to feel more confident as a beginner in the gym, you need to go in with a game plan. Very important because this is going to make your workouts more efficient and more productive. So this means before you just walk into the gym, you need to know what muscle groups you are hitting on that specific day. You need to have a general idea of what exercises that you want to do. If you're walking into the gym with no game plan and no ideas, you're just using random equipment, you're just not going to see any results. Because in order to see true progress, you actually have to have structure. You actually have to plan out your workouts. You have to choose the right machines. You have to choose the right muscle groups to hit to actually benefit you along your journey. So number four is just, again, you need to know your targeted muscle groups. You need to choose your exercises and you need to plan your workout ahead of time. So you don't walk in the gym and you're just in a cycle of, oh, what do I do? Because it's going to make you feel more anxious. It's just going to be a waste of your time. I mean, you see a lot of people who go into the gym and they may work hard, train for 2 years, 3 years consistently, but they look the same. They're not getting stronger. They're not seeing good progress. It's because usually they don't know what they're doing and they're not training with a lot of structure. So that's just a necessity. And then tip number five, if you want to see true results, which obviously if you're training in the gym, you do. If you're new, you must be smart about your training. This is a big one as well, you guys. When you first start exercising, your first priority should always be technique versus the resistance in which you are using. I think in the gym, it can always be easy to get caught up in how much weight you're lifting. This term is referred to as ego lifting. I mean, I'll give you an example of me. I remember when I first started going into the gym and training, again, we all start somewhere. I didn't know what I was doing. I went to a Planet Fitness when I was 16 back in Mobile, Alabama. I thought I was so cool. I was like, ooh, I'm training the first time. I had my new car. I was driving to the gym for the first time. My mom didn't have to like drop me off there or anything anymore. But I was still, again, very, very new to the gym. And I think that the youngest you could be at the time, not accompanied by a parent, was either 15 or 16 years old. I don't know. So don't quote me on that, but it was young, I remember. So I would be lifting so heavy and doing so much volume that I was injured half the time, and I did not see any drastic changes in my physique. I would go to the gym, try to squat as heavy as possible. I would not be worried about how to actually feel my glutes activate, let's say in the bottom of a squat, or I wasn't looking for any alignment. You know, my knees would be caving in. I definitely didn't have a neutral spine. I wasn't using any cue that I give my clients now for a squat. I wasn't bracing my core. You know, I wasn't keeping the chest up. The form was terrible, all this being said. But my mentality was, let's go. Let's lift this shit up. Let's do this for max weight, max reps. It's cool if your knees are caving in. It's cool if you're pretty much lifting the weight with your lower back. You know, as long as you're lifting the weight, you're good to go. And this is the worst mentality to have. Worst mentality to have. So number five is, yes, you need to lift heavy. You need to use a challenging load once you are able to use it. But by no means should you ever prioritize load over technique, especially as a beginner. One way to progressively overload is simply just bettering your technique. So please, please learn from my mistakes. Let's move on to tip number six. When it comes to training, one of the most important things you can do as a beginner, and honestly, if you're advanced to any stage in your strength training journey, you need to make sure you're warming up properly before you start your training. Again, another mistake I made in the past, but when you're taking the time to actually warm up, it doesn't have to be a 30-minute warm-up routine. It's just 5-10 minutes. Take your time to increase blood flow. Take your time to get your heart rate up, to loosen up your muscles for a better workout and for injury prevention. Last week's episode, I'll also say, if you need to know examples of warm-up exercises or more detail of why it's important, definitely I encourage you to check out last week's podcast episode. It was titled, How to Develop Growth Outside of Just Your Physique. It was a good one. I enjoyed filming it. Definitely a lot more information on how to warm up properly before strength training and why it's a vital part to any successful training program. So be sure to check that one out. But again, brings me back to my point. Just make sure that you're taking some time to actually activate your muscles properly, to prevent injury, again, to get your heart rate up, to increase blood flow, all of that good stuff before you go into your strength training session. I promise you, it's going to make you feel better during your lifts. It's going to make you lift heavier, and it's going to ensure your longevity within the sport because you're going to feel good. At the end of the day, there are so many tips and so many suggestions I could give you guys if you're new to the gym. But the last one that I want to share today is the concept of tracking your progress. Tracking is really the only way you're going to know if you're actually progressing. It's only human nature to stick to things better when we know we're actually making progress because it makes us feel more motivated. It helps us remain consistent and keep pushing even when, you know, training gets hard. So how do you track progress? I do this for myself and with my clients. There are many different ways that you could track progress, but the first way would be to start by monitoring the weights and the reps and what you're using to make sure that you're progressing, right? Because if you're just lifting the same 3 sets of 10 with a 10-pound dumbbell every single week for 12 weeks straight, you're not going to make much progress because you're not increasing the demand placed on your body at the end of the day. So you have to make sure you're constantly progressing, increasing the load, increasing the reps, adding in intensity techniques, things like that. You just got to make sure you're challenging yourself. And the second thing you need to know when it comes to monitoring, tracking your progress is you need to actually monitor like your weight and your body composition. You know, appearance goals too. A lot of goals in the gym can maybe be from a physical standpoint, which I think is great. It shouldn't be all based on your appearance, but for the most part, most people come to the gym because they want to look better. So I think taking pictures, even if it feels uncomfortable at first, again, monitoring your weight. If you're someone who wants to see yourself build muscle or you want to see yourself lose body fat, there's different seasons, different times for different things, but you have to make sure that you're at least monitoring your weight and taking progress pictures, mainly like front, side, and rear profiles pictures to make sure that you're progressing because we see ourselves in the mirror every single day. So a lot of times we're maybe our own worst critic, or we just don't really see a progression. But when you can compare those pictures side by side, transformation from week one of training versus week four, and then you go to week eight, and then you go to week 12, and just progresses from there, it's very motivating to see your body change. And it also shows you, okay, if I'm not making any progress, something in my plan has got to change. So it also gives you that kind of perspective of, okay, what needs to be improved in order for me to be able to, yes, have a better physique and also advance in my training protocol. So to wrap up today's show, I want to say, first off, if you are new in the gym, congratulations. I am so proud of you. And if you have been making the gym a priority for years in your life, like me, I'm also very proud of you as well. And of course, I encourage you, always keep going, never stop progressing, find a routine in the gym that works for you, and I promise you it's going to be truly life-changing. And if you need any help, if you need any guidance in finding that routine, you can always reach out to me again through my Instagrams. First one is going to be at YoItsKenslow, that's YoItsKenslow. Next one, my business account, which I love posting on, especially for podcast content, is going to be the word fitness. That's FITNESS, the number 4, and then the word fortitude, FORTITUDE. Be sure to reach out to me, as I would love to help you in any way that I can. So remember, you're a newbie in the gym. The first step is find the right gym. Don't go for the first gym that you see. Secondly, you need to ask for help when you need it from those around you who know more than you in this space. Third thing you need to do if you're new is catch yourself with that self-doubt when you feel it. And when intimidation comes in, when those anxieties from the gym come in, don't let them. Be confident in yourself and manage that gym anxiety that you have, okay? Know that you're there, you're focused on you, you're there to get better, and stay in your own lane. Next thing is go in with a game plan. Have some structure before you go in the gym so you're not left guessing once you get there. Next, don't ego lift. Always prioritize technique over form. Warm up properly before every training session. Don't get in a rush. And then lastly, be sure to track your progress to help with motivation and to make sure that you are actually seeing results from all of the hard work that you're putting in. I hope this podcast helped you new beginners in the gym at least have some kind of insight on where to start. Again, this is something I'm so passionate about. I always try to help new people in the gym without like overstepping my boundaries, because again, at the end of the day, it's a new skill. So if there's anything that I didn't go over, or any questions that you have, any gym anxieties that I can ease for you, believe me, again, we all start somewhere, and that's the first step, is just getting into the gym and finding it. So again, you can reach out to me. I'd love to help you.
Before we end today's show, I want to make sure you know how to reach me if you are interested in one-on-one fitness and nutrition coaching. My coaching service is all about helping you achieve fortitude through good physical and mental health. This is not only about looking good, but also feeling good. My nutrition and training programs are completely custom to your goals and needs and designed to help you be a better partner, CEO, employee, athlete, or just person in general. To get started, please send me a DM at YoItsKenslow, that's YoItsKenslow, or shoot me an email at KensleyMeeksFit@gmail.com, that's KensleyMeeksFit@gmail.com, to find your fortitude through fitness and nutrition today.
And if you did enjoy the show, please, as always, rate and review the show on any major podcast platform. Share it with your friend, especially if you have someone who's kind of hesitant to go into the gym. It's not that bad. It's truly life-changing. So make sure that you share this podcast with them as well. And thank you again for all of your support. Going to keep trying to grow Curls and Courage and reach as many people as we can with the show and keep coming up with some fun topics for you guys. And hopefully, again, get this podcast microphone fixed. I'm so, so mad about this, but it will be fixed next week. I am sure of it. Okay. So anyways, before we end today's show, I always like to end with a listener Q&A. And today's question is, bikini bodybuilding has been an interest of mine for over 3 years now, and I am thinking about doing my first show at the end of next year. I know I have so much to learn and wanted to ask you what potential challenges come from the sport. Okay, I love it. So first off, so exciting. If I can support you or help you in any way, again, you can reach out to me. I think that bikini competitions, gosh, I mean, they come with so many challenges. I'll name a couple for you, but so rewarding and so fulfilling. And at the end of the day, I think the challenge is definitely worth it as long as you know what you're getting yourself into. So for me, I would say the most difficult challenge that I have faced is finding a balance with work and in an intense training schedule, because you want to be able to give your all to your work, but you also want to be able to give your all to your training, which at the end of the day sometimes seems like a job. I mean, when you're in there for hours, you have a lot of pressure to push yourself to a hard extent. You're also doing hours of cardio on top of that. You're usually training 5-6 days out of the week. You're doing cardio usually every single day. So it takes a lot out of your day energy wise. So you need to make sure that you're able to balance your work and prioritize that along with your training, because you don't need to ever sacrifice your work to get on stage. But at the end of the day, you do have to kind of make time for both and learn how to manage it. So that I would say is a really big challenge. Second challenge, I would say, is just your energy levels. Again, because the demand placed on your body is so high with the training, the nutrition, and the cardio, you're just not going to have a ton of energy, which a lot of times may make you feel a little bit less social or not be able to get out as much or not really want to get out as much, I guess I'll say. And a lot of times that can make you feel kind of drained in that way. But again, it's not like you start a prep immediately and you have no energy. I would really say it's more like that last 4 to 6 weeks of really hard dieting where you're having to push. And that's just, you know, again, at the big scheme of things of life, it's such a small time period. It's totally worth it. Next challenge I would say is just the high mental and physical stress. Again, it's the physical stress from what we've talked about, if you're actually doing what you're supposed to do, but also it's just the mental stress. You're weighing out every single thing that you eat. You're constantly looking yourself in the mirror. You're constantly judging yourself, making sure you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. It does take a lot of mental effort, I would say, on that way. So mental and physical stress. Other two things I would say, number one, it's extremely expensive. So you have to make sure your finances are in order, because you don't want it to seem like more financial stress added to your plate. And then lastly, it's kind of isolating at times, because again, you don't have the energy to always go out so much. Some people may not understand your lifestyle or may try to convince you to do other things, but it can be kind of isolating. But again, it's just for such a short time, it's totally worth it. And I will say, these are the challenges, because that was the question that you asked, but all of these challenges can be 100% managed if you go into a prep with the right mindset, with the right guidance, with the right time management skills, and the right support. Because again, the challenges are definitely worth it, and the reward is definitely worth it, in my opinion. So hopefully that answers your question, babe. That was a fun one for me to answer. You guys know I could talk all day about bodybuilding. So if you have any more questions on that realm, you can always reach out to me personally, or if you just need any support, I got you on that one, okay? So thank you again for listening to this show, the 41st episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. We're definitely moving along. I appreciate all of the support. I encourage you listeners to make strength training a non-negotiable in your life. And please be sure to tune into next week's episode to let me know what you'd like to listen to next. As always, know that I wish you the most blessings, the most positive physical health, mental health, and gains in the gym too, okay? Talk to you next Thursday. Looking forward to it, and have a wonderful rest of your week. Bye.